Good morning. So we have been talking about knowing ourselves, about self-awareness as part of our psicha here, the introduction to avoda pratis, to personal growth. So in this section, Rav Volvi introduces us to a concept. Now this concept appears in Jewish thought and in Jewish law in a lot of different ways. And Rav Volvi applies it in a very specific way here, which is really interesting. So to do that, to address this concept, he starts with the idea of self, the Adam Atzmo, and then addresses the concept that he wants to get to apply it. So first he starts here on the top of the page in the corner. He says, Mahu ha'adam atzma. What is the person themselves? Do I not have enough sheets today? My printer was running out. What is the adam atzmo? So he says, Anachnu murkavim. We are a composite. Miguf veruach. Each of us is a composite of physical, tangible, and then spiritual, ethereal, something that is transcendent. I'm sorry I did not bring enough sheets today, I realize. Haharkava mushlemes ad lahafli. This synthesis, it's a remarkable, wondrous synthesis. And efshar lahafrid chelke ha'adam zemize. You cannot break apart, you can't bifurcate the components of a person one from the other. Meaning, so we have physical feelings, those are, I guess, the nerve endings of a person. If you stick your hand on a hot tray, so you're going to feel that sensation. So we also have other kinds of feelings. Use the word feelings in two context, right? You can talk about what you feel when your tray is burning out of the oven, and then you can talk about how you feel about how someone treats you. So those are two different aspects of who we are, right? It's true that it does hurt when you put your hand on a burning pan, but it also hurts when somebody steps on you, not physically, but spiritually. The ideas that we have in our life, let's say friendship or love or connection. So those are all ruchani, those are all spiritual. And when a person lives a spiritual life, so they can tap into those parts of themselves. That's in addition to getting along with other people under the same roof, in the same society, physically interacting. How do you mark off your territory, so to speak? How do you create space for yourself? All of these things are reflected in both dimensions. There's the guf, and there's the neshama. He says, kol dibur, every thing that we say, kol maisa, every action, I'm on the second line, third line from the top. Memuzagim migormim nafshiyim vegufaniyim gam yachad. They're actually driven by, simultaneously, they're driven both by physical and spiritual motivations. Meaning, I go to have breakfast. Why do I eat breakfast? Right? You're hungry. You need physical sustenance. I go to breakfast with a friend. Why do I do that? Social. It's spiritual. Because I'm connecting with someone else. It's probably more efficient to eat breakfast by yourself than it is to eat breakfast with somebody else in terms of time expediency. It's probably the most efficient, the way that I usually eat breakfast, which is in the car. Because then as you drive, you do the driving and the eating at the same time. So from a purely gufani standpoint, that's the most expedient way to eat breakfast. But when we eat breakfast with a family member or a friend, it's a different experience. So when I plan my day, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have breakfast, and I'm going to have breakfast with someone, or I'm going to have lunch or dinner. That cheshbon is a composite. there's the, I need to eat breakfast because otherwise I'm going to be hungry, I'm going to have a headache, and I want to connect with somebody, I want to use the opportunity to cultivate a relationship. So it's true in all areas of life. And he says, now in the fourth line, I'll speak it out more carefully for those who don't have the paper, Hiskashrazu, this connection, shel haruach, of the spirit, begufeinu, in our body, he sod chayenu. That's the secret of life. What happens when you divorce, when you suck out and remove the spirit from the body? What do we call that? That's right, that's death. That's the end of the line. When a person is alive, it's when their ruach, when their spirit resides within them. That's why a person's physical, corporeal existence, their guf, is considered to be holy. It has the measure of kedusha, so we have to treat it the same way. If, God forbid, you had a shul that was devastated by a flood and they had damaged Sifrei Torah, so you would take the damaged Sifrei Torah and you would bury them out of respect. So the same way, you take a person who's housed a neshama for their whole life, that's housed their ruach, so you put that physical person in the ground with respect, the same way that you would do to a Sefer Torah, to the most holy item that you can think of. So in life, he's saying, now this is kind of getting where it's going, how do we define our lives? Well, what it means to be alive actually means to be able to sustain, maybe we could call the theme, keeping it together. Keeping together your guf and your ruach. That's what life really is. Because these are two, you know, you could talk about it, the same concept, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzatzo talks about in different places. You could talk about it from like an anxiety provoking, like constant tension between the two drives in a person. You could look at it in that frame, or you could look at it in the frame of saying, well, I have the opportunity by God giving us and believing in us to create this fusion, that I could take the physical life and elevate it. I could take my breakfast and share it with someone. I could take the two facets of my life and keep them together. So, this next few paragraphs talks about this idea that we are a fusion of Chomer and Ruach. Okay, but now I want to skip ahead, go down to Ulam, Chibur Zeh, this connection, Sod Kamusu Levoreinu Yisbarach, it's a secret to God. Veterem Hitzliach Uli Olam Lo Yatzliach Yilud Isha Lefaneach Eschidas Harkava. No human being has ever, and he says, will ever decode this secret. Meaning, you can talk to a physician who can tell you a lot about Chomer. And you can talk to a psychologist who can tell you a lot about Ruach. But nobody has ever and will ever figure out the secret of how to deconstruct a body and put it back together that person should walk off the operating table. Because the Ruach is not in the control of the person. So when there is the Ruach of Nishmas Chaim, then the person is alive. When the Ruach separates, then it separates. But, and this is what we wanted to get to, not that it wasn't important until now, but, he says, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gila, but God revealed, Va'af Nata, and he planted Bekirbenu as Hamida, the quality, the character, HaMechaberes, that connects Bein HaKtzavos V'Hanigudim, and that quality enables us to keep it all together. Midazu hi hadas. That's what he calls das. So in this respect, the word das means keeping it all together, which is now at the sod, at the secret of life. Rachmana Litzlan, when you listen to things that happen in the world, you know, people, I was listening recently, there was a piece by Malcolm Gladwell. Some of you are familiar with him. He's a prominent kind of a social observer. very fascinating person. So he likes to explore the root causes of things, which is very interesting. It's very thought-provoking. You know, we like to think that something is caused by one, but it turns out very often it's caused by something else. So he has a piece where he talks about the difference between country music and rock and roll, which is good for another discussion. It's very interesting. But in the course of that piece, he talks about the suicide of a prominent country singer years ago. And as I was listening to this, and he was describing how this person's, God forbid, Rahman Aslan, how his life fell apart, I was thinking about this idea that, you know, it's a big challenge. The fundamental challenge in life is to keep it all together. And that when this person felt like all the pieces had fallen apart and he just couldn't collect them anymore, so there was nothing left. He couldn't live any longer. So this idea of das, of keeping it together, he's talking about it on a deep Kabbalistic, spiritual, emotional level, that there's a guf and a neshama and their intention with each other and how do we keep them together. But I think it bespeaks a simpler, more basic concept that we experience all the time, which is the feeling that things are disparate and how do we keep them together. The das, he's saying, that's the secret sauce of life. Das relates to chiyus. How do you define das generally? You know, there are different categories when you talk about something that's related to knowledge or wisdom. There's chachma, there's bina, and then there's das. So what's chachma? Chachma is information. You know, when you take a kid and you have them cram for a test, you want them to memorize information. That's chachma. Then there's bina. Bina comes from the word of lehavin. Lehavin davar mitoch davar. Usually it's associated with insight or intuition. If A is going to, you know, is going to present itself, well, I know what the consequence of that. Lahavin davar mitoch davar. And that's why we have a tradition that bina yisera nitna lenashim. That men, we could be very good with das. You give it to us straight. You tell us what it is. We got it. But to understand that next level, that's already more complicated. It's much more complicated for us. We only do one thing at a time. We got chachma, that's it. Das is the third thing. Das represents the fusion of the chachma with the bina. So my Rebbe, Reb Moshe Stav, once gave us, he was a great Baal Masbir. He used to give a lot of mishalim. So he gave once a mashal for what this means. He says, you could take a child who's 10 years old, who's very intelligent, and you could teach that child all of Maseches Kiddushin. So he'll know exactly what is necessary to transact or to create a chalos of an act of Kiddushin, of marriage. And then you could teach that child all of Maseches Ksubis to understand all the responsibilities that go into the relationship between a husband and a wife. And you could teach that child even Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davar. You can ask the Kasha of the Maharsha on the Tosfos. You can go through all the different permutations. And then you ask the 10-year-old child, is it Kedai to get married? So a Katan doesn't have Das. A Katan can't put it all together. You know, you take the child and you say, do not jump on the table. That's the Chachma. Then you tell them the Das. Excuse me, you tell them the Bina. If you jump on the table, you will be sent out of the living room. What does the 9-year-old kid do? Of course they jump on the table. That always happens. Why? You told them not to jump on the table. You told them if you jump on the table, you will be sent out of the room. The das is putting that all together to say it's not kedai to jump on the table because the kid just says, I don't have any das. I want to jump on the table. I don't put it all together. These are all different ways of relating to the same idea, which is his description of das. And he puts it in the words, in the life of a very interesting person by the name of Bezalel. Bezalel is the chief architect of the Mishkan. Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Yodea Haya Bezalel, in the indent. Bezalel knew, Letzarif Osios Shenivru Behem Shamayim V'aretz. To piece together the letters with which heaven and earth were created. Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Vayamale Oso Ruach Elokim, Bechachma Uvesvuna Uvedas. God endowed Bezalel with Chachma, Tvuna, meaning Bina, and Das, all three aspects, to oversee this construction project. And then he quotes the pasuk, "Bedato." Excuse me. Before that, "Uchsiv hasam Hashem bechachma yasad eretz konin shemayim besvuna uchsiv bedato tohomos nivkau." God, when He created the world, He used chachma, bina, and das. So what does that mean? What is He trying to tell us with this description? That Bezalel, who was a great architect and a construction manager, he oversaw the construction of the Mishkan, has to do with Maaseh Bereishis. Well, we know that the construction of the Mishkan, on many levels, paralleled the creation of the world. That's why there is a connection between Shabbos and Mishkan, in terms of resting on the seventh day and not creating the Mishkan. And there are a lot of, if you look at it from a Chumash standpoint, a Parshanut standpoint, there are a lot of parallels between the description of the Mishkan and the description of Bria Sa'olam. That's not for today. But the idea is, what is the world made of? What is life made of? It's made of a lot of different pieces and putting them together. So Bezalel knew the secret sauce of life, which is how to be Letzarif Osios. Isn't so much of life about taking all the different personalities that are out there and all the different experiences and being able to put them together? Isn't that the yisod of what it's all about? Isn't that the big challenge? How to put together those things? We wait for the time when everything, all of life will come back. Bayom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Because right now we live in a fragmented world where some of the pieces just don't fit together. You know, why is there so much suffering in the world? And why did this person have this experience? And, you know, a lot of different pieces, they just don't fit together. It says, Das, next line, Himidas Hatziruf. It is the quality of Litzarev, means to put together, to fuse together. Ubekocha, and with that power, with that insight, without that strength, Yada Bezalel understood, Livnos HaMishkan, Asher Bo Me'uchadim Shamayim Va'aretz. In the Mishkan, that is the place where the heavens and the earth are brought together. What does it mean that the heavens and the earth are brought together? It's the place where there is the touch point between the Ruach, that which is spiritual, and that which is Eretz, that which is physical. That's where it comes together. That's what Das is about. Das is about bringing those things together. A couple of months ago, Nechama's grandfather, Rabbi Polkovitz, passed away. So her grandmother, she should live and be well, Bobby Shirley, so she decided she was going to go, they lived in Far Rockaway, they had been married for 30 years, she was going to go to the Kavura in Israel. He was buried on Har Menuchos. Her first husband, Rabbi Gross, is buried in one section, and Rabbi Polkovitz, she says, I have to go and see where they're putting him. That's what she says, so she's going to go. So he passed away, I think it was on a Wednesday. The Levi was Wednesday morning. They flew to Israel on Thursday, I think it was. And the Kavura is in Har Menuchos. So she told me afterwards, she says, I got there, and I felt good where they put him, basically. Why? She says, I got there, and the portion of his chelka, is where his kever is at the edge of one of the kind of the cliffs on Har Menuchos. Har Menuchos is a mountain just at the edge of Yerushalayim, like facing Mevaseret. So when you come on the road to Yerushalayim, you see a huge mountain full of graves. And so it's one gigantic cliff. So if you happen to be on the edge, you have to hold on. You don't want. So she says, I saw where his grave was going to be, and I said, oh, that's really the place where it belongs. Because it was right between the heavens, the Shemayim, and the Aretz, the earth. She said he was a person who had so much Torah knowledge, so much Ruach, but also was so earthly. He knew every play and every author and every New York Times article. She said, I said goodbye, and that was the right place for him to be. And then she came back to America to sit with him. But that's a very tough thing to do. To be able to keep it all together is hard. And we go through times in life where we just feel like we can't keep it together. We have these number of people living under our roof, and we just can't keep them all together. We have these things going on in our life, we just can't keep it together. Sometimes it's obvious, and sometimes it's less obvious, that it's actually a tension between Shemayim Va'aretz, between, you know, wanting to eat lunch because I'm hungry, and wanting to share that lunch with somebody else who I'm not in the mood to talk to. You know, it, a lot of times the tensions come from where's the ruach and where is the chomer? You know, where's the physical drive? What's that taking me? And then where is my, you know, emotional drive? Where is the chesed in my heart? You know, somebody's involved in a relationship. So the more base, the chomer says, be selfish. And then the more noble, the more ruach says, be magnanimous. And so how do you keep it all together? Because you need both. Look, if I was never hungry, I would never go out to breakfast with anyone. Right? Baruch Hashem, I never have that problem. I'm always ready to go for a meal. But we need both. And that's why he says, ulai, maybe, zui tachlis hayitzira. That is the goal of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoshit lanu chelke olam minugadim zeh lezeh. God gave us a world. You know, there's a great book by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks called To Heal a Fractured World. He gave us the broken world. Well, he gave us a perfect world, and then Adam and Chava broke it, and then since then it's been broken, but okay. He gave us components of a world that are minugadim. They're in competition with each other. They're not, it's not like, you know, they're kind of side by side. They're competing. People's interests are competing. So many people, we are struggling with competing interest demands on our time, maybe even more than anything else. He says, these are minugadim zelazeh, keguf veruach, eretz v'shamayim. They're like the distance between the heaven and the earth. They have opposite magnetic poles. V'oleinu la'achid hanigudim la'avodas Hashem. And our job is to bring together, to pull together all of these disparate things for the service of Hashem. And so what's the tool that we're going to use? We've been given das, and that's what we're going to use. But it's difficult. You know, people are searching sometimes. They're searching for ways to pull it together and struggling. Because sometimes the das is elusive. You know, the feeling that things are out of control. You know, I don't know anything about this, but I hear a lot in society, unfortunately, about this terrible circumstance that society finds itself in, this opioid crisis, Rahmana Litzlan. So people are grasping for this fix. They're addicted to this feel-good measure. How did they get there? So I don't know how people got there, but I'm suspicious that some people got there because they had a feeling that their life was so painful, so out of control, they were feeling the pain of brokenness. And it's very difficult to heal that. Go tell somebody, heal that with das. It's hard. You know, that's why we have, today we have many people who are experts in the field of das. That's what you look to, a real profound insight, whether it's from a chacham, from a rav, from a psychologist. People are looking, they're looking for das, because they're looking for ways to put all the different competing pieces together. That's really the secret of life. And when that falls apart, God forbid. That's the das. So he quotes the Gemara with this, we'll conclude. Gedola das. How great is das? Because now what we're saying is, das is really the secret sauce that Hashem gave us to pull together our life, his world. That's what we've got. We need to come back to it. He says, because at the end of the day, we're created with that inherent tension, with that inherent kind of pull in opposite directions, the guf and the neshama. So God didn't just leave us to abandon. He said, here's das. Here's the quality that I've endowed you with. And how is it created? Shenemar, shenitno ben shtei osios, that it was given before, between two letters, shenemar, Kel Deos Hashem. God's name comes before, God's name comes after. What is right in the middle? The word Das. Das is a godly endowment. That's what helps us put our life together. Every day when we get up in the morning, Rav Volbe says we should recognize that we have Das. That Das was given to us by Hashem, and that is that's our most powerful tool to handle the day's challenges. Because so many of the challenges that lie ahead are ones of fragmentation, of feeling that, we just can't pull it all together. So he says, we need to take a step back. Next paragraph, Das hi hanukura hamerkazis ba'adam. The central point of every person is the Das. Hamekadesh hu nukura hamerkazis ba'olam. This is how we're going to create sanctity. This is how we're going to create an integrated life. When we take a step back, sometimes we need what they call in psychology a pullback mechanism. We're feeling that everything is falling apart all over the place. There's a nigud between the guf and the ruach. We need to pull back and say, well, what does our das tell us? That secret sauce that says, how does it all fit together? And if I can't figure it out, maybe there's somebody who can help me. Maybe there's someone who in this area has greater das. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a rabbi, maybe it's a relative. Because I'm just seeing tension. I'm just seeing conflicting directions. But you know what? We shouldn't despair. Because that's how we were created. We were created in tension. We are created with these two opposite forces. But we have that secret sauce. We go back to the fact that in our life, when we're going to walk out today to face our Monday, we have the das. We have it within us. Sometimes it's hard to find. Sometimes it gets lost. Sometimes it's buried. But we should know that the Ribbono Shel gave us das. And that is a divine gift that was nitna ben shtei osios. We can use that gift. We can think about it. How when we face a situation, we analyze it. First, we pick up the facts. Just the facts, man. Let's figure out what's the chachma. Just the facts, man. That's first. Then we're going to use our bina. We're going to say, well, if this applies to that, then we're going to take all of that and put it together to come up with a message, an integrated approach of how to deal with it moving forward. Hope you have a great week. So find our das if we can.
Is das always...